What's up, guys? I'm Jochie Meins.
And I am Adrian Skippers.
And welcome to Music Matters.
Guitar intros.
Yes, guitar intros, man. I feel that most rock music, if there's not a riff
good
or a lick yeah. or
a slick
or something recognizable in the music, or the especially in guitar, piano,
yes.
keyboard, or whatever it is, even vocal, if mm-hmm. there's not a hook, then it's not going to draw attention.
Yes, man.
And I
first
think
impressions.
Yeah, definitely. And I think where, especially in classic rock music,
yeah.
those guys understood that the guitar intro is the way that I'm going to grab the attention.
That's how you sell the song.
Yeah, and that's how the people will obviously, I mean, most of the songs that we're going to chat about tonight, if you hear the intro, you know exactly what song it is. You don't even need to hear the rest of the song. And that is what I feel a great guitar intro, or any intro for that matter, is.
Yeah.
But tonight we're discussing guitar intro specifically.
Awesome. Okay, so obviously a lot of the songs that made the list, or our list, we've handled in the past. But we'll mention it as we go along. But a lot of these songs are so cool. I'm very excited about these
yeah.
tunes and playing them to you guys.
Yeah. And I think as well, as Adrian said, is we don't want to be too repetitive on yeah. this podcast. A lot of the songs we have played before, so we'll mention them, but we're not going to play them again.
Mm.
You'll know where to go and look for them at least. So yeah, we're going to start off. I just want to... There's a lot of songs in this episode, so we're gonna try and cram in a few extra songs in this episode.
Yes.
But yeah, let's start off with one that I think everybody knows, the probably the most recognizable song of all time, intro, guitar intro of all time, Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple.
Dude, let's do it.
And then followed by Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, which is also a very unique guitar tone as well.
I'm pretty sure the people are so fed up with our voices in any way, so let's do some music.
Yeah. Yes! Huh?
Dude. Do we have to talk? Do we even have to talk?
Can let's just listen to the songs, the whole song, and then we are done. Now, I just actually quickly want to say that, because this is a very interesting story, the song Smoke on the Water, why it was written. In Switzerland, where they actually were busy recording tracks for their upcoming album, Frank Zappa was busy performing, and the Mother's Invention was busy performing in the hotel, and the hotel caught fire, and it was by Lake Geneva, and the burning casino, the Deep Purple's members were watching as the smoke was going over Lake Geneva.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you after I've heard about this, it was actually a while back that I heard about what the song is actually about. If you listen to the lyrics, it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's actually cool. But I thought the whole song now, the whole vibe of the song, everything,
so
you can just see the smoke on the water,
awesome.
But you can go and read about it anyway. So, but yeah, that's quite an interesting story, and I like songs that's based on true events.
Yeah, awesome.
It's always cool. Yeah,
it tells a story.
Yeah, so Money for Nothing was from the Dire Straits album Brothers in Arms. Brilliant album. Brilliant, brilliant album. And then Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water is on the Machine Head album by Deep Purple. Then you could basically play the whole Rolling Stone catalog for intros that were impressive and recognizable. So I'm just going to pick two songs out of Rolling Stone's catalog, Painted Black and Satisfaction, both of them having great guitar intros.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then maybe let's just follow that one with Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses as well. Yeah, all of those songs
are awesome.
And it's—I told Arjun while the song was playing, when Painted Black started, it's literally just that small intro piece. It's so recognizable,
iconic, man. It's
crazy. And then the Satisfaction one, which always caught me, is that guitar sounds almost like a horn, like a trumpet or something. It's a strange sound that they got on that guitar. And then obviously, Sweet Child of Mine. I also read that Guns N' Roses actually didn't want that song to be on the album.
Really?
Sure. In the start.
And it became one of the...
And it's probably the most recognizable song by Guns N' Roses now. But it's a song that they actually originally wanted to scrap from the Appetite album before they released it. Yeah. Very interesting. And then also, obviously, a very iconic intro is a song that we've done before with covers. Was the Arrows' Isle of Rock and Roll. Obviously, the Joan Jett version is the one that most people know. That guitar intro is also very recognizable, but we're not going to play that one again.
Go and listen to it.
You can listen to it again or go back to our covers podcast and listen to it.
Do that.
Yes, and then, man, we have Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
Dude, super cool song.
Yeah, that song as well. And it's again, a short... It's just that it's such a basic riff, but everybody knows it.
Mm.
It's very cool. I'll play that one now. And then with that, I'm the same as with the Rolling Stones. I think most of Jimi Hendrix's songs is so recognizable with the guitar intros and so on that you could almost play his whole catalog. But I chose to play Voodoo Child, which has a very, very recognizable intro, and Purple Haze as well. That's from the Electric Ladyland album and Are You Experienced? And Brown Eyed Girl is from the Blow In Your Mind album. Let's listen to those songs.
Let's give it a listen.
Playing a new game, laughing and running. jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping and you, a brown eyed girl.
Awesome songs, man.
Dude, super cool. I'm just jamming.
Yeah, no, definitely. And man, Jimi Hendrix had such a recognizable sound, man. I think at that time people were really blown away by him, because there was literally nothing that sounded like that. Really, really awesome. So yeah, then another song that I think everybody in the whole world knows, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, which is... yeah, and they also had a lot of recognizable intros, Simple Man, Freebird, a lot of songs that were very recognizable, but I don't think any one of them is as much as Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah. And then something totally different, Toxicity, by System of a Down. Cool. Yeah, so it's one of the newer ones, but I mean, that album released in 2001, I think.
Yeah,
but it's I think that intro can stand with a lot of these classic rock intros, as it's very, very recognizable.
And it's one of the stop-start kind of,
very actually cool. But I think with a lot of people, as much as the guitar is recognizable, that drum riff that guy is playing is, I think, one of the most practiced drum riffs of all time by new drummers,
Wanted to say wannabes.
Yeah, wannabe drummers. Yeah, they all try. But it's not an easy riff to play, the drum part in that song. So, let's listen to those two. And then straight after that, obviously, a band that, again, a lot of people know, and also a lot of recognizable intros, but a lot of the intros actually is a bit the same sound is AC/DC.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about Highway to Hell or Shook Me All Night Long or Back in Black, but all of those songs have a very similar style of intro. It's not the same chords, but very similar. But one song of them that's really completely different is Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Super, super
recognized.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, intro.
So I'm going to play Alabama, Toxicity, and then two songs by AC/DC, Highway to Hell and Thunderstruck, all super straight after each other.
Thank you.
So incredible, incredible tunes.
Yeah, very cool. And yeah, I mean, Thunderstruck, I don't think even if you only like Katy Perry, you've heard Thunderstruck's intro. It's crazy. I don't think there's anybody that haven't heard that intro.
Definitely.
You know?
Probably the most iconic intro.
Yeah, definitely. If top five, probably. Yeah, definitely. Then bands that were more or less in the same era, Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I can name a lot. Stairway to Heaven, Song Remains the Same. So many songs. Black Dog. But I think the one that most people recognize is Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then we're going to do two Aussie songs. One solo, one with Black Sabbath.
Come on.
Crazy Train, that was on his Blizzard of Oz album.
And Iron Man.
And Iron Man, that was on the Paranoid album as well. So let's listen to those three tracks quickly.
That's probably one of my favorite intros.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Just awesome. And it's actually something cool that we're gonna be handling in a later episode is movie songs that became more famous through movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously this song was very famous before Iron Man came out.
Yeah.
But I just think maybe Iron Man just, you know, put it back on the tip of the tip.
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of people, I think a lot of younger people that watch the Iron Man movie, if they listen to this song, they will think, oh, it's the song from the Iron Man movie.
Exactly, yeah.
But no, it's Black Sabbath. It's Black Sabbath, really? Little kid.
I wish you could have seen his face.
It's not the Iron Man movie. It's Black Sabbath.
I thought he was going to hit me in the face. I'm going to get a hit by something.
Yeah. Then in 1958, Chuck Berry released Johnny Be Good. Wow. And we've handled this one before.
It's such a
recognizable intro for such an early song. It's crazy. And then also Nirvana released Smells Like Teen Spirit in 1991, which is also very recognizable. Mm. Again, from that album of Nevermind, so many songs, In Bloom, Come As You Are, Lithium, so many songs that actually have very interest, recognizable intros, Polly, a lot of songs, very recognizable intros. But yeah, I think, again, even if you haven't heard anything else by Nirvana, you've probably heard Smells Like Teen Spirit. So we're not going to play those two. Songs that I actually do want to play, though, a song that's very cool. Eric Clapton had a band, Derek and the Dominoes, and they released Layla.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very cool song. Mm. Very recognizable intro. Then the Beatles, man. Difficult to choose one Beatles song for.
Why are they on this list?
They have so many also very recognizable intros and so on. But the one song I think that most people will agree with as one of the best guitar intros of all time is Day Tripper.
Oh.
And then also Cream, which was also Eric Clapton band, Sunshine of Your Love. So those three songs is also very recognizable intro. So I'm just going to play Layla, Sunshine of Your Love, and Day Tripper.
Let's hear it.
Three awesome songs. And I mean that Day Tripper song by the Beatles, it's also, I think, also been covered so many times, but all of the covers have that riff.
Yeah.
They can't take
you can't change that riff out. You can't change it.
If you take that riff out, it's a different song.
Yeah. People will literally look for you, they'll find you. It will be like you'll get a phone call from Liam Neeson if you change that riff.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. That's awesome. Obviously,
I will find you.
Yeah.
I will kill you.
Definitely. That's funny. Yeah, and then one of the, I think, also very iconic band, Metallica, which obviously is one of my favorite bands.
Really?
Again, to choose one riff from that band was really difficult. And I thought about, you know, Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets. I thought about For Whom the Bell May Toll.
I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah. No. But again, that's the thing, is and then you say, play into Sandman's intro.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows.
You have to, man. You have to.
You
play.
Just everybody.
That's the only one that I thought.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's most people reference point for Metallica, is
and Whiskey in
the
Jar.
Yeah, Whiskey in the Jar, and Nothing Else Matters.
And
probably.
Nothing Else Matters. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they have a more recognizable one for the average listener. I don't mean your hardcore.
Me and the rest of you guys.
The hardcore Metallica, 80s Metallica fans will. Probably hit me with a baseball bat, but it's just the truth, guys. Yeah. Bring your baseball bat. I'm not afraid. And then, yeah, obviously Metallica. I'm definitely going to play a part of Into Sandman as well. And then another band that was quite recent is White Stripes. I'm not a huge fan of the band.
Not a fan at all.
But Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
Everybody
knows
that.
Very iconic intro.
Everybody knows that, yeah. Let me play those two, and then we're going to finish off with the last three.
Let's do it.
Very recognizable. Also just want to say that intro is not a bass, it is actually a guitar.
Really?
That is playing. Yeah, it's just using a pedal to down tune the guitar. So it's not actually a bass guitar, because it's just him and his
the
lady, which I don't know if it's his wife or his sister, but
I think it's his
sister
wife's sister.
His sister's wife. So yeah, I've never been a big fan, so I don't really follow the he's married to his sister. I don't know.
That's his prerogative.
Yeah, that's his prerogative. And then yeah, guys, there's so many.
Yep.
There's a lot of other songs, and I'm sure while we are doing this, you guys can think about hundreds of other songs that you wanted, that you thought would probably fit into these. But three of the songs that's probably the most recognizable is You Really Got Me by The Kinks, All Right Now by Free, and Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Obviously.
Yeah, so those three
Another
songs.
Another song that was made famous by
Rocky.
By Rocky.
Rocky. Yeah, so, but yeah, we're going to end off the episode with those three songs. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this one.
Yeah.
We didn't chat a lot about each song. I think at a later stage, definitely with some of these songs, we'll probably get back to them and go into detail more into the band's history and so on. We just don't have enough time to go into each song, yeah, unfortunately. So guys, but thanks for listening. You can check out our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. go and like and share.
Go and leave us some comments, guys. Leave us some suggestions. And we'll be sure to consider everything. We really, really, really value the engagement. So thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Yes. Cheers.
She's still